The Ghana Education Service has stressed the need for religious tolerance at all educational institutions. Also, the constitutional provision of freedom of worship and religion must be upheld by school management as long as the practice of religious faith does not violate the rights and privileges of other people. The Deputy Director General of the GES, Charles Aheto Chega, gave the advice at the 7th Annual National Conference of Heads and Managers of Ahmadiyya Muslim Education Institutions in Ghana at Fomina in the Ashanti region. Correspondent Nicholas Osei-Wusu filed this report.
The conference is focused on maintaining and sustaining academic, moral and spiritual values, the role of Ahmadi heads and managers. Mr. Aheto Chega emphasized that the GES frowns on any act of religious intolerance in any school and that such acts would not be tolerated. He commended the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission schools for creating room for non-Muslim students to practice their faith over the years. Mr. Aheto Chega said the current stage of Ghana's educational and national development requires vigorous pursuance of academic, moral and spiritual values in the upbringing of the youth. Leaders must also renew themselves and play their expected roles beyond reproach. The third Amir in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission in Ghana, Alhaji Hafiz Ahmed Jibrim Said, emphasized that formal education is now indispensable in all spheres of life in the world. Alhaji Hafiz Said also said the lack of employment and education are also causes of violence in the society. The general manager of Ahmadiyya Muslim Education Schools in Ghana, Jibrin Mumen Dimbie, said the unit, which was established in 1925, currently supervises 295 pre-tertiary schools comprising preschool, primary, junior and senior high schools and a college of education.
Nicholas Osei-Wusu filed that report from the Ashanti region.